Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Australian Premium Solar India Limited Q3 FY25 results conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Gulshan Singh from Confidelity Partners. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gulshan.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ventura Securities Limited and Confidelity Partners, I welcome you all to Australian Premium Solar India Limited Q3 9M FY25 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Nikunj Kumar Patel, Chairman and Executive Director, and Mr. Kalpesh Vakharia, Chief Financial Officer. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Nikunj Kumar Patel for his opening remark. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Gulshan. Thank you. As Australian Premium Solar, we are working in India since 2013. Currently, we are making monopark TOPCon solar panel manufacturing, and also we are in EPC distribution and solar pump business. This quarter, we have added new territories and strengthened our existing market position. Currently, we are working in Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, also in Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, MP, and Tripura. Additionally, we are exploring new territories in coming quarters. Our existing line, which have a monopark, and today also we got TOPCon in ALMM list as well, and we are now adding 800 MW capacity for TOPCon expansion, and that expansion progress is running smoothly. The first phase of additional 400 MW will be up and running by 30 June 2025. The second phase we are expecting to start within 12 months. As we, as the APS family, very well set for robust growth, and our strategy and favorable industry trends also helping us. In over next two to three years, we are expecting revenue growth around CAGR 70%-75%, and our operating margin between 11%-14%. We are committed to deliver best efforts to achieve targets and continue to achieve new milestones. Our result itself shows our recent result Q3 2025, which shows dedication from our team, love from our customers, and trust from our shareholders. I will open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. First question comes from Amit Agija from H.G. Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, Amit.
Congratulations to the whole team for good performance. And my question was connected to what factors drove the year-on-year increase in revenue and PAT, and would it be sustainable?
Last bit wasn't clearly audible. Gulshan bhai or someone can repeat?
Yeah, I will repeat the question. What are the factors that led to the revenue growth, and would that growth percentage be sustainable in future?
Oh, yes. Currently, if we see the different segment like ground mounting projects, currently we are strictly the ALMM is there. Even recent budget, they just put they continue 40% duty on overseas panels. There will be very good demand for Indian-made solar industry for megawatt project. Also, if we see the retail industry, retail and C&I segment, example, residential rooftop and commercial rooftop. The residential rooftop particularly, as per 1 crore houses by until last quarter, there were hardly 8 lakh houses done. We are still in 2 years, we need to complete 92 lakhs, and the subsidy is already there. That segment is also about to grow easily, almost double than wherever it is or maybe more to achieve the target. Regarding solar pump and that segment also, government is expecting more than 1 crore solar pump by 2030. The all segment government have set the timeline with long-term targets, initially for 3 to 5 years, and maybe if we see until 2048, then our overall target is also increased up to 1800 gigawatt in renewable energy from India. I personally expect good growth in coming years on renewable energy, particularly solar panel manufacturing.
That was helpful. And the second question was connected to capacity utilization. The current utilization is 40% to 50%. When do you expect full capacity utilization, and how will that affect the profitability?
Last quarter, in solar panel manufacturing, based on number plate, when we say 400 megawatt, it's a number plate capacity. So when actually 70% you can manufacture. So 280 megawatt we can manufacture. So 280 megawatt based on current scenario, we can expect 450 crores turnover in a year. So how you figure out we are on 40-50% capacity? Amit?
Hello?
How you can figure it out? We are using 40% or 50% capacity?
It was mentioned in the investor presentation, sir.
Okay, because currently we are in process to run the third shift. Because earlier, before 6 months ago, we had one shift. Then we added second shift. Now we are working on third shift. As a third shift, maybe by end of this month or next month, we are expecting third shift to up and running as well. So our 33% additional capacity from similar machine, and that will be our final expansion at the moment. And by that time, we will have a new 400 megawatt capacity, so we will have additional staff training and everything is in process. So this quarter, we are already maximum utilization is happening of the machinery.
Okay. So may I ask one more question if allowed?
Yes, please.
What percentage of revenue do you expect from exports in the coming years?
At the moment, because our existing demand, we couldn't say for this quarter, we started expanding our territory. Say 6 months ago, we are just mainly working in Gujarat and Rajasthan. Now within 6 months, we expanded in another 6 months. Currently, some of the orders we cannot fulfill in 2-3 weeks even. You know, so maybe next 9 months to 12 months, we don't have any short-term plan for export at the moment. Because even including our coming facility, we will first expand overall India, and then we will start looking overseas expansion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the explanation. All the best for the future.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Amit.
Thank you. Next question comes from Raman KV from Sequin Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, Raman.
So it's a follow-up of the previous question. So you said our current capacity is 400 megawatts, and at 70% utilization, we can do 450 crores of annual revenue.
Yes, from now onwards, say from next 3 months, if we have only this much machinery, now we will have a new machinery as well, so our expectation will be higher.
So if my calculation is correct, I just wanted to understand scale economics. From 1 megawatt, we can almost do 1.2 crores of sales at the 70% utilization, right?
No, say if you are just talking about a non-DCR sales, and there is a DCR, you can expect currently maybe 2.2 to 2.3
CR. Can you come again?
Okay, for DCR means when the solar cell manufactured in India, so there are two types of cells. One is non-DCR, where we can use imported solar cells. When we use the DCR content, means we must have to use Indian-made solar cells. So that price, 1 megawatt, is between 2.2 to 2.3 CR.
Okay, so basically if we are using DCR cells, which are like Indian-made, we can do 2.2 crores. And non-DCR, we can do 1.2 crores.
Yeah, approximately.
Okay. So now I just wanted to understand what is the cost of a DCR cell and what is the cost of a non-DCR cell? Like, I just wanted to understand whether DCR is expensive or both are at the same price.
Of course, because as you can see, the DCR panel per watt is 10 rupees extra than non-DCR, you know, because DCR per watt is 12 rupees. DCR is 22 rupees. Non-DCR is 12 rupees. So DCR and that everything else is almost similar except solar cell. So the DCR cells come 10 rupees extra than overseas cell per watt.
But they are much more efficient, right?
No, similar efficiency.
Okay. And sir, what is the maximum capacity utilization that the company can achieve? If you are assuming 800 megawatts, you said by June 2025, our capacity will increase from 400 to 800. So if there is like a full year of run, what is the maximum capacity utilization if possible?
Say 800, that's called 800 megawatt nameplate capacity. So to maximum 75%. So 65 to 75%. So just say 70 could be good figure, you know. 70 is good.
Okay.
75 is very good. 65 is it's okay.
And how long will it take for the additional 400 megawatts to ramp up to 65 to 75?
Because it's a TOPCon. So maybe three, because it takes 6 to 8 weeks just to set it up once machine start running. And after that, maybe another 6 weeks just to increase the sales team and some data effort. So between once machinery is set up, you can maximum say 4 months.
4 months, okay.
Yeah, maximum. To achieve full capacity, to start achieving full capacity. But by that time, in that 4 months also, you can easily achieve 40-50%, 30-40% initially 2 months, and then 40-50%, and then 50-70%.
Okay, I understand that. So now, what is the cost of 1 gigawatt of module in the India market?
1 mega, Can you repeat?
1 megawatt of module in the India market. At like at what price is the usual sell happening? Average selling price.
So what price we do sell? Correct?
Yes.
So in non-DCR price range is 13.5 to 14.5 rupees. Like we said 12 rupees, earlier 12 rupees. Now currently it's running around 13.5 to 14.5 rupees. And DCR is running between 22.5 to 23.75.
22.5 to 23.75. Depend
on order size.
Depend. And does it depend whether it's a top one or a normal one?
Yes, monopark usually. Say if it is a TOPCon DCR, which is not that much, there is not much availability of solar cell, but if that is there, then it will be increased by 2 rupees. In non-DCR, it is increased by 1 rupee. So if it is non-DCR, you can expect between 14 to 15 rupees or 14 to 15 rupees. And if it is a DCR, it's a 24.5 to 25.5.
This is per megawatt, right?
Yes. No, per watt.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
per watt. Per watt.
So, yeah.
Okay,
when you convert in megawatt, that rupees will be, say like
yeah.
24 rupees will be 2.4 CR.
Yeah. I understand. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Bhuvan from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on good set of numbers. Sir, I wanted to know what is the reason for good revenue and margin growth for this quarter. Can you lay out some of your strategies which help you increase the sales?
Okay. So first of all, because earlier quarters we were expanding our team, they were getting set up. Even machinery were installed in June 2024, and that were getting set up. Even the production staff were also getting set up. And luckily, from last quarter, the Indian market, like ALMM panels, demand also gone higher. So if we see our wholesale business profitability earlier, it was up to 6%. Now it's up to 10%. You know, in distribution business, because there's more demand than we can fulfill, basically. So the main reason to increase is one, our team is now ready, and the other one is the overall market. Currently, it's like there's more demand than we can fulfill. And the situation is going to be like this for few more, years maybe.
Okay. Sir, as you have given guidance of growing by 75%, so correct me if I'm wrong, so your main strategy should be exports and expanding to newer states, right?
No, we don't need to currently, our main strategy be to first expand in our wholesale distribution, then our retail distribution, and then our solar pump tendering. Then when we will have additional capacity, then we will go to megawatt project supply, then at the end we will go for export.
Okay. Sir, with your current expansion,
except USA, India is not compatible. Say like even in Australia, if we buy panels from India to here, they are not compatible compared to China. The Chinese panel sell here maybe 10% at lower price than in, none of the Indian get sold in Australia or any other country except USA. But currently, earlier we were thinking to start exporter, but currently we are, because our existing business will have more growth, so we will not have an opportunity for next 12 months to with coming machinery, we will not have an opportunity to export.
Okay, got it. So next, you are expanding by 800 megawatts. What is the cost incurred and how is it funded, to debt or internal accruals?
800 megawatt including machinery, working capital, etc. Say like for machinery, say for a building and utility, we need, I will just give three breakups, you know, separately, so it gives you more idea. For buildings, we are looking somewhere, means not somewhere, it's in US dollar, $3 million US dollar, including utility and everything. For machinery, it's close to $4.5 million US dollar. And remaining will be working capital. And we are going to depend on the bank loan for this expansion.
Okay, so totally for building and machinery, it's around $8 million, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it took around 700 crores.
For 8 million is 60 crores.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, 69 crores.
Around the years, yeah. 65 to 73 years, as per the current market.
Yes.
I know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, 65, it's 90 rupees, then 70.
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, are you also planning for solar cell manufacturing, backward integration?
That is in... Very soon you will know, bit early for us to let you know, but that is the way to go, I believe, for the company like APS.
Okay. Sir, thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on a telephone keypad. Next question comes from Sahil Jain from Next Alpha Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, hello. Sahil.
Hello. Yeah. Good evening, sir. Sir, yes, I just want evening. To know that what is our current collection period for modules, including DCR and non-DCR? I mean, how much credit we offer to our clients?
For the distribution, we offer zero credit at the moment. Means unless some of them are, you know, we are supplying from 3 to 5 years. For residential rooftop, the cycle is roughly 4 weeks. And then for solar pump, because the money 100% payment is coming from government, it's taking usually 6 weeks, and in worst cases, it's up to 10 weeks.
Sir, let's say suppose if some module maker is selling all of their modules to the independent power producers. So what is the basically working capital requirement per megawatt currently, because there are a lot of module manufacturers that are there in India and going forward they are going to increase. So maybe there are two concerns. One of them is like the margins will definitely, you know, get hit, or module makers have to offer more credit to the buyers. So currently what is the scenario, sir? Currently, you know, what is the working capital requirement per megawatt?
Say usually, say working capital, if you, whatever turnover you are, say like company like APS, we are little bit different than other manufacturer. Just of all,
okay. Kyle,
how we, I explain you, because we are not just until now, say like last quarter, if we see whatever we supplied or whatever turnover we did zero IPP.
Okay.
No independent power supply. All our business, or even no OEM, all our business is purely retail, distribution, and solar pump. The easiest part as a manufacturer is to make panels and give it in a megawatt project. And you may hardly have 5 or 10 customers. Over here,
absolutely,
we are talking about in residential, we have by now maybe more than 15 to 20,000 customers. In solar pump, we have installed 5,000 plus solar pump. Maybe by now it's more. In distribution, we may have more than, by now it's around 45 or 50 distributors who are buying regularly, you know, every 2 weeks promo. So all our turnover, whatever we are generating, it's actual brand presence in the market. No IPP. IPP is the last one when we have additional capacity. We will start doing those, mainly in a megawatt project. So we want to diversify our business within a solar industry. Some people just make solar panel and supply in megawatt projects. They may, it may look higher turnover because they may go for more, you know, more machinery like 10 gigawatt, 20 gigawatt, 5 gigawatt.
Yeah.
It's up to them. As a APS, our plan is 60 to 70% business should be internal, even in future. And then when the demand increases, then we may increase our machines. Because that's where you will get a regular business. Same like you worried if what more people will bring with machinery and IPP players also may bring them new machine, you know. So there could be more internal competition over there. And it's too hard to start retail business or solar pump. You may need a credential for 2 to 3 years.
Got it, sir.
Running capacity, in terms of, we come back to your answer, how much working capital we need. So we need roughly 4 to 6 weeks worth of, say example, we are doing, 1,000 crores turnover. Then, then we need maybe 80 CR working capital. Example.
Okay. As per our current revenue mix.
Yes, as per our current revenue mix.
So, sir, one more question is there. Like you have said that currently for our you know, distribution model, we are offering zero credit period. So, sir, is it like, is it the current Indian market scenario, the other companies which are doing this retail business, so they are also not offering any credit period, or we have some, you know, we are the only company which is doing this thing?
I'm not sure, but we are in business since last 10 years. And even many companies, you know, good players, I'm not talking about... say like tier one player or good companies, they are not offering credits to distributor.
Okay, because my concern is that because, you know, going forward, maybe I don't know the current scenario, but going forward, this is going to be a commodity, I mean, this module. So, I mean, what a dealer has, what motivation a dealer has to, you know, buy something on cash and, you know, when there are a lot of module maker offerings in the market. So that is my concern basically. So this, I mean, zero credit period, how long it will work?
The some banks are also coming in. Some companies, you know, some companies started the tie up with say like a BOB bank or a SBI bank with a, all means in terms of supplier credits.
Okay.
So bank pay you, and the bank charge them interest. So as soon as they like,
sir.
I'm
a...
It's
just
I'm
like a normal working capital limit.
Yes. And because
in solar panel industry, it the still the our bottleneck is solar cell production in India, which is going to be there for few more years. You know?
Yes, sir.
Even we have to pay cash for the, we have to pay cash for our raw material.
I know, sir. I know.
We must have to charge cash. You know, it's not only APS; it's almost each and every company. And
sir, my last question is that.
As a APS, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, sir, please go ahead. Sorry.
On top of that, our benefit is we are also on a direct retail industry. We are also on tendering as well. So, and that two segments is equally distributing as our wholesale business. So, we are spreading our risk as we are growing.
Got it, sir. So, sir, my last question is that sir, going forward, you know, with more, I mean, operating capacity with our company, so are you confident that we will not need incremental working capital? I mean, currently what we are managing, because right now, as far as your balance sheet is concerned, I am saying, sir, I am saying very, very congratulations to you because you are managing the working capital in a very, very nice way.
Thank you, thank you. Kalpesh, you so like
are you, sir? Are you confident, sir, we will be able to, you know, with the increased operating capacity, we will be able to, you know, work on the same model? We will not be able to, we will not have to offer any, you know, credit period to our distribution channel?
For now, I think.
I don't think so.
For now, as Nikunj bhai said, that the demand is right. I mean, for the next, I think what we can see, about next 3 to 5 quarters, we don't see any, you know, demand will go down or something like that. And right now, as Nikunj bhai said a little earlier, that right now we have to say no to the orders. So for the 3 to 5 quarters, yes. But with the new capacity that is going to come post June 2025, obviously that will be, we will require some more working capital because of our turnover. We are planning to increase it by probably say 75% as everybody knows. So we will require working capital. But probably at that time, we will think that we might raise some more funds or we might go for bank loan or something like that. Right now, if you can see, the debt is very low on our side. We just take whatever funds or whatever, you know, we take it. It is in non-banking, non-fund-based loan or something like that. Like for the bank guarantee, like LC or something like that. But we have never utilized cash credit or overdraft facility or nothing like that. We may use it in the future. Depending on the working capital that we require. But for the next 3 to 5 quarters, we don't see that we might give more credit to the on the distribution side.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much for all the queries, sir. That's all what I have. And really, best of luck for the future, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sahil.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Raman KV from Sequin Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Raman.
Sir, from what I understand, you are also in, you are not just a solar EPC, you are also into product business. Like, you provide solar grid inverters and solar water pumps, right?
Yes.
So, you manufacture it in your Gujarat facility and then provide it?
Solar pump we are not manufacturing. Inverter we are getting manufactured and selling under our own brand, but not the solar pump.
Solar pumps you are not.
Currently we are not manufacturing.
But you are selling it. You are selling it under your name, right? No. No.
No, pump we sell from wherever we buy, but say like in whole solar pump kit, say like maybe pump will be 10% of the cost. 90% cost comes from solar panel and then installation and then lightning and mounting and those things.
Insurance.
Mountings also we buy from, yeah, insurance and everything. Margin, everything. So pump is only 10%. So currently we are not manufacturing solar pump.
And sir, with respect to the these two products, the solar grid and solar water pumps, which you sell via your retail division, can you explain your retail footprint? Like, how many stores are there? And is it like in only Gujarat or someplace else also?
Okay. Until before 3 months ago, we mainly working in Gujarat. Now we have started working in Rajasthan and Maharashtra as well. And slowly and gradually, we are adding other states for retail division. For wholesale division, we are already, as I said, we are already working close to 8 to 9 states.
Okay. And how many retail stores are there as of today?
We don't need a retail store. The two way we sell is customer inquire to our and people call from office. Because say in Gujarat, we have installed maybe more than 10,000 customers or maybe more. So people already know about APS. So we do have a software where we can, you know, take your roof photo. We can design what size of systems comes to your roof. And we try to, our people will call you. They send you the quotation. And if you need somebody to come and pick up your check, we do have 18 service engineer or around 22 service engineers in Gujarat and they work from home. And they go and visit the customers and even if they have any service issue or whatever. So then they go to you, they come to you and collect the documentation from you. And that's one method to sell. The another one is same like LIC agent. We do have around 80 to 100 active agents in Gujarat. And we have maybe around 18 in Maharashtra and 15 in Rajasthan. They are like, they sell to customers, customer pay us, and then we give them an additional commission once full payment comes from customer.
So then what's the difference between the EPC, normal EPC business and the retail division of the company?
Oh, the EPC is like, say, engineering procurement. Some EPC, they say, this is a retail rooftop company. Then there's a C&I as well. So in currently we are doing C&I and retail both. When EPC in normal terms, when we talk in solar industry EPC for investors, we are like small EPC. Then there are megawatt projects as well, like IPP projects, like 5 megawatt, 10 megawatt, 20 megawatt. Those also call themselves an EPC. But over there, developer or whoever on the project, they decide the solar panel. They decide the inverter and the EPC just do maybe installation only or designing and installation, in some case designing, installation, procurement, in some case design, installation, procurement, land licensing, some case design everything and plus the approvals as well. So
yeah.
For megawatt projects, there are 5 different segments in EPC itself for megawatt projects. I mean, some people only do the land development and they just get the approvals and they sell the project. Some people do, after that, they maybe just do, after that, they have an installation team there. Some people even invest in whole, like panel, inverter, mounting, they set up the project and then they sell the project. And some people, some developers, they don't want all services. They just want installation service. So all those companies call themselves as an EPC.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Amit Agija from HG Ava and Company. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, my question was connected to like the company's plan for battery storage solutions and hybrid solar system. Is it any planning and what would be the CapEx requirement and how would it affect the profitability if the company is going for it?
For residential, currently, because Indian grid, you know, our grid system is becoming better and better in each and every state. But definitely the new tender, say, like if we see China, in China, all the megawatt projects currently happening, they must need 10 to 20% battery storage. Say, example, we are installing 20 megawatt solar farm. We must need, if we are doing that in China, we must need minimum 2 to 4 megawatt battery storage. And in India, just from last quarter, I have seen some tenders started coming that way. So there is going to be a good demand for mid-sized batteries, not small battery, just a mid-sized battery, like 1 megawatt, 2 megawatt. And in 1 megawatt battery, we don't need like separate, say like bill of material is almost similar. It's a slot of 100 kilowatt battery, and you put it in a one box, and it becomes 1 megawatt. If it is a 20, it becomes 2 megawatt. Overall, in terms of investment, if we, it could be around $10 million to set up a plant.
So, sir, are the company having any plans for that?
It's a bit early to say because currently our main focus is to get this 800 megawatt TOPCon facility up and running. And we are expecting another few 3 to 5 good days. Not 3 to 5, even if we get good 2 quarters, then definitely, and by that time, we will know the overall government policy as well, you know. Because currently some tenders coming, some tenders are not coming with that. So we are just waiting to be, you know, secured business before we start investing in that category.
Okay, thank you for the reply, sir. And sir, last question was like, so with rapid advancement in solar manufacturing, like, is the company considering any automation and AI-driven solutions to improve the efficiency?
Our new machinery will be fully automatic. And the AI is usually this new machinery, they already have options to do the AI for a quality checking.
Okay, thank you for that answer and all the best for the future. But that was my question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Bhuvan from Tiger Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity, sir. If you see of other players, usually for 1 gigawatt of module capacity, it will take around 300 to 400 crores. And for 800 megawatt, we are only spending 70 crores. So can you give some clarity on how we are able to do it at such low cost?
Can you repeat again, brother?
So usually, if you look at other players who are adding their capacity, it will take around 300 to 400 crores for 1 gigawatt of module capacity. We are installing 800 megawatt at a cost of 70 crores. So can you give some clarity on how we are able to do it at such very low cost?
I'm not sure. They may be considering working capital and because what we are doing is we have a land and building available existing to our own facility. You know, so that may be save some cost. I'm not sure how they come up with 300, 400 CR.
Okay, sir, sorry if I missed it. What is the working capital?
Because there are only
for...
two types. Yes.
Sorry, sir, carry on.
Yes, what is the working capital required for?
For the upcoming 800 megawatt capacity.
Your voice is getting broken. I couldn't catch up. What is the working capital requirement for 800 megawatt capacity? That's what your question is?
Yes, sir. That's my question.
Okay. As we discussed earlier, say whatever will be, say, in 800 megawatt if, and with existing 400 megawatt, it will be 1.2 gigawatt. If we say 70% of this, which is 800 megawatt module manufacturing capacity. At the existing rate, if we divide between non-DCR and DCR equally, say between 12 to 25, so it will be 17 rupees. So 17 rupees into 800 is roughly 600 divided by 10. So it's 62. This question was already there, and we said it's almost 80 crore requirement will be for working capital.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Considering 4 to 6 weeks worth of working capital required for solar business.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Nikunj Kumar for closing comments.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for your time. I hope I have tried my best to answer all your questions. In any time in future, if you have any question, you are most welcome to connect our team. Once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.